It's Essential Pittsburgh. I am Paul Guggenheimer. And when it comes to buying a home, it's either a buyer or seller's market. According to the real estate firm Zillow, Pittsburgh is one of the nation's top 10 buyer's markets. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of residential real estate. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you, Paul. And this story we're going to talk about is very apropos of the Google story you just talked about, because a lot of the people from Google find Pittsburgh very affordable and have made their homes here and are able to afford homes here versus maybe the East or West Coast. And I think you might remember when Rand moved here 10, 15 years ago now it's been. I mean, they did a whole study of where they should move, and one of the huge pieces was, could people live here, live well, and live affordably? And so I think that's really ties in with what we're looking at today.
Well, when this report came out, when did it come out and what were the findings?
Okay, so this report came out in August, and Zillow is an online real estate firm that does a lot of studies. And they named Pittsburgh one of the top 10 buyers markets in the United States. It was number 6 on a list that was topped by Providence, Rhode Island, Cleveland, and Philadelphia. And as most housing markets are continuing to improve across the U.S., the relative position of buyers and sellers continues to really vary a lot by region and geography, as you can imagine. So in some markets, buyers are finding themselves in strong bargaining positions relative to sellers. In other markets, it's the sellers that are selling their homes within days, and the sellers really get a lot of multiple listings. So Zillow, when it looks at the indexes and comes out with all these numbers, looks at the sales to list price ratio, the percentage of homes that have been subject to a price cut, the time on the market. So the top 10 buyers markets are Cleveland, Philly, Tampa, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Those are the buyers markets. And the sellers markets are the ones you would expect, which would be like San Jose, San Francisco, LA, Seattle.
So where are we on that top 10?
So we're right near the top. We're in the top. There is Cleveland, Philly, Tampa, Chicago, Cincy, Pittsburgh. So we're really within the top 10, which is great.
What's that, seventh?
There's also New York, Detroit, Baltimore, and St. Louis. And, you know, New York would be, you'd be surprised by that. But again, you're looking at all the factors. You're not just looking at the city. You're looking at the SMA as well. So
Fifth, actually, was what we are.
Thank you.
I thought I heard more cities go by, and then I had to take a peek at that list. Fifth is good, I guess. It appears from the report that the primary outcome was that Pittsburgh is a great buyer's market. Do we know why that is?
So I consulted with some of our colleagues at the Allegheny Conference on this. And as we know, until recently, the population in Pittsburgh was really shrinking. And we had people leaving the region, and there were many more people leaving than were moving in. And normally this would be a negative for the economy, Paul. But because of it, Pittsburgh avoided that huge run-up of housing costs experienced by many other areas in the country, and we largely avoided artificially inflated homes. So when the recession hit, the big recession and the housing crash, Pittsburgh homeowners were by and large able to maintain their home values. So we didn't see as many underwater mortgages as the rest of the country. So with a relatively healthy housing industry, as our population started to recently pick up and more people started moving in and we're seeing younger people and a demand for housing, that's really been a positive. And many of the jobs that are being created in the region, as we just heard from Google, are higher paying skilled and professional jobs. And much of the housing market demand is a little bit more in the higher end. But again, higher end in Pittsburgh is not higher end in San Francisco. It's not higher end in some of the, you know, Boston.
Right. And we heard Kamal Nigam talk about how the housing market here is affordable and people like coming here because it's affordable. But as you mentioned, a company like Google comes in and they're paying a higher end salary.
Right.
So will that raise the property values, which for those selling is a good thing? But how does that help the buyer?
Well, in general, I think you have to look at the whole area, and you have to look at the entire population, because certainly Google might be paying relatively more than what the average companies here in Pittsburgh are paying. But you have to really look at the average in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's 400 or 500 people. So you have to take the whole lot into account and look at what the average salaries are for Pittsburghers, the cost of living for Pittsburghers, and everything else. You can't just sort of take one little faction. But it's good because we are seeing growth here in the population. We're seeing growth in the number of people that want to buy homes. But we're still not seeing such a competitive home market as we see in some other cities.
And the growth of the population, really, it started because for a while it was the population was declining.
Right, right.
So when did we start seeing the growth again?
Well, I think what we're seeing is more growth in areas, specific areas like the 25 to 34-year-olds. We're seeing more growth in graduate and professionally trained people. We're seeing a higher number of those degreed people staying here. We have that whole population is really changing this region, and that's very important because if you can keep hold of that population, we recently ranked number 7th, moving up from 16 to the educational attainment in the 25 to 34-year-old cohort. So higher educational people, higher degrees, they have a tendency to be able to stay here and then make an impact, and that's really important.
And I was going to say it's time to look at the numbers, but I think we're already into the numbers.
We are. We're sort of into the numbers. But the average home value for a listing on Zillow in this market, in the Pittsburgh market, is $124,700, and that was in August. It's up 8% from last year. It's forecast to be about $137,000 in 2015. And again, Paul, it's an average. So when we look at averages, we have to remember that. And also, we have to take into account that the last time national home values were really at this level and this high was back in March 2005. So in general, we really, as you remember, hit a pretty sore spot in the late 2008, mm-hmm. 9, and 10, 11. So we're coming back.
And we're seeing some interesting trends here.
We really are. So a couple of the trends that we had noted and I think are important is Pittsburgh is the number one in the top 10 markets for first-time home buyers this year. And I think that's very important. It gets back to people coming back to Pittsburgh. Now, certainly we still have a very, a population that is older than most of the country, but we're changing in terms of people are coming here. And the key five factors that we're looking at that make this market ideal for first-time buyers is market popularity, the prices, the inventory, time on the market, unemployment rates. And so these favorable conditions for first-time buyers are very critical in looking at Pittsburgh. And some people have called Pittsburgh the next Boston, which I think that's pretty cool. I like that. We're also seeing another trend in house flipping. So one of the studies that we read talked about how Pittsburgh is a great market for house flipping when you can here buy maybe five properties, fix them up, and flip them. For the same amount of money in L.A., for example, you could only buy one property. So you really would have all your eggs in one basket. And so that's an interesting trend as well. And really, homes are continuing to appreciate in value. And we're looking at the fundamental strength of this economy coupled with the wealth of the growing shale industry. So we know that that has been a very strong industry that has come into this area. So the per capita wealth has grown as well in this region. And when you put more money into the economy, you're going to put more money into real estate.
Yes. There's no doubt about that. We talked about how Pittsburgh really weathered the economic downturn better than
most.
And the housing market is a part of that.
Absolutely. And so as the Steel City is, our region is increasingly being known as both the knowledge sector and we're also in the maker economy, we're bringing in these high-skilled young adult workforce and we're making an impact because they also have great places to live.
Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looking at the business of residential real estate. Thank you so much,
Thank
Rebecca.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.